Would you call the lightweight variety of plastic black bag that you get from the cleaners when you have clothes clean?
Well, this is a protective sort of thing just for dust for the most part. And it doesn't do anything except it makes it makes them look good because, well, it's a see-through type thing, and you can see what you have, and you can tell whether the garment has been properly cleaned too, just by holding it in a certain way. But it's a protection for the garment itself, because if you put it on something, and you just put it down, and it may be something wet, and of course the plastic would not absorb the moisture, it repels that type thing, and grease or, well, it's a protection, that's all.
What do you call a bag that you would carry clothes in on an airplane?
Oh, I usually call it Valpak. That's what I usually, just a hand bag. I've got a tourister that I use for the most part. I carry a couple of suits, and maybe a shirt or two, a tie, handkerchiefs. Sometimes I can squeeze in a pair of shoes with my umbrella. I don't wear a hat anymore, so I have to carry that umbrella just in case it rains, and sometimes I can carry that raincoat. I've got a little rain suit there. Depending on where I'm going, if I'm going to Texas, I might have to, if it's the rainy season, I know, put on a rain suit.
Could you describe various kinds of shoes for me?
Yes, house shoes, those that are very properly worn in the home, close by. You have regular street shoes that for dress. There are brogues, which is the heavier type shoe. You have the straight tip. You don't see very many of them these days. Wing tip, the plain toe. Of course, the formal type shoe, which is either gunmetal or patent leather. Nowadays, we're using Corfam, which is a very smooth black surface. Only needs to be moistened and cleaned. You can spray it sometimes, but they advise it's just to put anything that like a little polish. Very light coat of polish or wax is useful. Of course, you have rain shoes, water repellent type, even boots. You've got the Texas style and you've got the Western style, which is pretty close to the same thing. You have low quartered boots, and you have over the calf type, and still others that come up what we call the military style. The German type boot comes, which most of our motorcycle officers wear, and they come up over the calf right into the knee. A riding habit boots, they call them. Riding boots.
What do you call shoes like I have on? Like
sandals. Sandals. Of course, they can be worn any way you want to be comfortable with it, so long as you're not going out formally dressed. I don't think you get away with it if you're going to a formal affair. Although some types of formal dress shoes are just as open, but they're styled differently. Of course, they have heels and a different kind of heels. Some are high and some are low. Some with the regular ballet type, so that would be, I guess, no heels at all if it's a ballet. It's just one continuous sole, and it goes out to the end. It makes a little curvature kind of coming up. I guess that's probably just describing it.